Just after 7 o'clock at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Lake Michigan College this morning as we talk Red Hawk Athletics. The Road Trip, as always, brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Stop by and get an appointment set today. Get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. By Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free on M139 in Benton Harbor. Lower prices under your car. Again, at Lake Michigan College this morning, it is the WSJM Sports Road Trip, and we're going to start things off talking men's basketball here at Lake Michigan College. Jeremy Schaefer is the head coach. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Phil. Good to see you.
Always good to see you, and you already got a game under your belt. I mean, college basketball is here.
Yeah, we played Monday night down at Bethel and against their JV roster and came away with a one-point win, so an exciting way to start the season.
Outstanding. Veteran team this year or kind of a young team this year?
A good mixture. Okay. So we have five sophomores. We can actually put all five of them on the floor together, which is a nice thing to have, but definitely some talent in our freshman class that's going to contribute.
And you brought a couple of guys here with you this morning. Who'd you bring?
Yeah, I brought two sophomores, Austin Dukeshire and Cedric Porter.
You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. And it's a normal wake-up call for you guys, or not so much?
Not so much.
Not so much? Is practice after this, by the way?
Not today.
Oh, not today.
They've got a little bit of a later start today.
Oh, man, so you guys got up just for this. Well, good to see you guys. Austin, give everybody a little bit of background. Where you're from?
I'm from Granville, Michigan. My dad went here, so I decided I just thought it'd be a good fit. I don't know, just...
So dad coming here is kind of what brought you here?
Yeah, my dad played basketball here, and my mom played volleyball, so...
Great.
Decided to come carrying on, I guess.
Yeah, keep the tradition going.
Yeah.
What are you studying?
Business administration.
All right, great. Cedric, give us a little background where you're from.
I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I came here in a summer tryout, just looking for somewhere to call home, you know?
Okay. And you found Lake Michigan College to call home.
Mm-hmm.
You liking it so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? And Austin, you liking it?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Good.
Talk a little bit about what these guys bring to the team.
So we're a team that really plays as a group. And so these are two guys that do both sides of that. They're guys willing to put the ball on the floor and find ways to get into the middle of the floor and create shots for others. But when someone else gets to the middle of the floor, they're definitely guys that can knock down the perimeter looks. Austin gets to go a little bit into the post. We're a little bit undersized this year, and so at 6'4", Austin goes and uses his physicality to kind of post up every once in a while or work in that mid-range, and then Sed really gets to the rim and finishes and reads things well to be able to be a guy that scores inside too.
You like being down in the post?
I like shooting a bit more, but
is it a hard adjustment for you?
I mean, I played the five in high school, so it's nothing really new. So, and we had a pretty big class that I had to go up against. So,
okay,
it fits good, I guess.
Nice. But. Cedric, I didn't ask you what are you studying and looking to with the study as you continue.
Well, my majoring here is undecided, but I want to go to university to study sports management and maybe get into coaching after that or something like that.
Awesome. Let me ask you guys, if you think of everybody on the team and you guys were to play a game of horse and you can only take 3-point shots, who wins?
Me.
It's going to be that was quick. No hesitation at all. Would you agree, or would you go with somebody else?
I would say me.
All right. So afterwards, we'll turn the camera around. We'll go out in the gym, and we'll have a little game of horse.
Sounds good.
That sound all right? You guys are going on a road trip, whether on the way there or on the way back. And there's one guy on the team that's just chirping, just talking. You want to say, dude, I want to take a nap. Who is it that's going to be talking?
Can I cut in on this one? I think you're going to know this guy, Phil.
I kind of had a feeling I would, but I thought I would ask anyways.
It's Luke Meyer.
Yeah, definitely.
He doesn't have an off switch, does he?
No.
Austin, for you, hopes after Lake Michigan College. What might be you looking at?
Just to go play somewhere else, really. That's what I'm hoping for. So, any college that comes, I'll consider. So.
Okay. All right. What do you like most about being a student athlete here at Lake Michigan College? What are some of the benefits that you're really glad you came here?
For me, just playing a sport keeps me. It just keeps my grades up and keeps me on point. So that's just a big thing that I wanted to do to stay focused.
Cedric, for you, what are some of the high points? You're glad you came here to Lake Michigan College?
Like he said, playing sports just makes me want to stay on my grades and keep my GPA transferable. And then there's the discipline and having to show high character.
Okay. If you had to pick one guy on the team, if you were to get pregame warm-up, and you could pick one guy on the team to select the pregame warm-up playlist, Who's it? You want to chime in on this one too, Coach?
No comments from me here. I stay away from the music with these guys anymore.
So my guess is it's not going to be your playlist.
No, they probably wouldn't appreciate all of my music. They know there are a few things that I'll listen to that they can still handle, but most of it, no, they'll pass.
I pick a few songs on the playlist, not all of them, but just some high-intensity songs to get us going.
All right. So no one guy in particular, maybe a little mix of the entire team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just definitely not Luke. He would play some weird songs.
He would? Oh, man. Who are some of the other top guys you have on the roster this year?
So Kyrie Williams, who's a returning sophomore for us. These guys won't like to hear this, but I'd throw him in the mix in that three-point contest as well.
Oh, okay.
So he
look
really
at Cedric's face. Bring him on.
I didn't say he was going to win it. I said he'd be in it. Okay. So he's going to be really important to us. We had a great performance from a freshman, Justin Henderson, who plays inside for us Monday night, had four block shots and 8 points on 4-for-4 shooting. So I'm excited to see how he develops. Jordan Hogan's a point guard from Farmington Hills, Michigan. Really can play at different paces and pressure other teams' guards, which is really important to us.
Who do you look to be some of the top teams in the conference?
I expect Lansing to be there, as always. They actually played that same Bethel team last night to a 60-point victory. So they've shown early on that they're ready to go. Grand Rapids, who's been the team that's gone to nationals the past 2 years. And then Ancilla, who with a new coach is reloaded and ready to go and the number 10 team in the nation right now.
Wow, okay. Cedric, back in high school, any other sports you played other than basketball?
I ran a lot of cross country and track.
Oh, okay. All right. Austin, for you, any other sports?
Yeah, I played football and baseball.
All right. Did you guys watch the Duke game the other night?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Do we just go ahead and just cancel the rest of the season and crown Duke the national champion, or is somebody else going to win this thing?
They got it.
They got it?
Yeah, I think they got it, too.
That was unbelievable.
I don't want that canceled, though. I want to see that highlight show every night. Let's let them play, please.
Good point. All right, so next on the schedule, you guys are in action tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we head to Mott and Flint tomorrow night to a team who's receiving votes in the rankings already. And a really experienced team. So we've got to go in ready to battle and go into a really tough place to play. Mm-hmm. Coach Schmidt's been there almost 30 years and developed a following. And so you walk into a gym with a real atmosphere to play there.
If you haven't had a chance to see the men or women play, you're both on the road at Andrews next Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Right.
So that'll be a fun one, and we always see a packed house for that that kind of local, just down 31 rivalry that kind of happens there.
Favorite basketball team to follow, Cedric?
College?
Yeah, college and then pro.
Okay, I'm a North Carolina guy.
Okay.
Yeah, for college, always have been. And then pro, maybe the Celtics.
Okay. All right, Austin?
For college, I like I don't know. I don't watch a whole ton of college, but
okay, it's more NBA.
Yeah, pro. I like the Lakers.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And I liked them before this year. So.
You did.
Yeah.
So you're not a bandwagon jumper.
No.
You're a true Laker fan. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you, and good luck this season. And we'll look to follow you throughout the season.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thanks a lot. Good to see you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk Red Hawk volleyball next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson. Clean drinking water and lowering auto insurance rates are some of the top priorities for Michigan Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer says roads are also taking a precedence.
The result of yesterday's election is that people really sent a very clear message. They want us to fix the damn roads. And I can't tell you how many Republicans and independents and people who didn't vote before who came over and helped me because I'm focused on infrastructure. And so I know that it's something that resonates from Gogebic County to downtown Detroit.
Marijuana advocates say while the proposal to legalize recreational pot has passed, their fight isn't over yet. Rick Thompson, who was part of the coalition to get the issue on the ballot, worries that the lame duck legislature could change the law by the end of the year.
They can change the law with a three-quarter supermajority. We've seen the medical marijuana law be changed several times by the vote of the legislature, but more significantly, it's been altered in its meaning by the rulings from the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court. Those are things that you can't predict.
Thompson says the state will have to come up with licensing requirements, which means retail marijuana shops probably won't be open before mid-2020. And the County Road Association in Michigan mostly pleased with the results of Tuesday's elections around the state. Spokesman Jeff Blyer tells us despite the failure of the new road millage in Van Buren County, Michigan's voters said yes to road proposals all over the place.
We were disappointed to see the voters didn't approve that millage, but across the state, more than three-quarters of the 66 total road millages on the ballot passed, including all 24 road millages that were up for renewal. So it was a solid showing overall, despite the defeat of the one in Van Buren.
He said the results of road millages show Michigan voters in many cases are willing to pay to get their roads fixed. In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson.
You've heard of Plancher's Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport? Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plangers, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plangers Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
It's the WSJM Sports Road Trip at Lake Michigan College this morning. The road trip brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Waterville Public Schools, Plangers Furniture, Audubon Imports, and New Buffalo Area Schools. Quick check on scores in the quarters from the NBA last night. The Pistons beat Orlando 103-96. The Bulls lost to New Orleans 107-98. And the Pacers lost to Philadelphia 100-94. There was some college football last night where Miami of Ohio beat Ohio 30-28. Northern Illinois topped Toledo 38-15. Men's college basketball tonight, Notre Dame host Chicago State at 7 o'clock. NFL tonight on WSJM Sports. Week 10 gets underway with Carolina at Pittsburgh. That's an 8:20 kickoff, and coverage begins at 8 o'clock here on WSJM Sports. Again, the road trip at Lake Michigan College this morning. Rob Elliott is the volleyball coach. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You doing well?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. You just getting this, you know, it's so early in the morning to try to calculate, but I think you make it easy on me. You just finished your second year.
Correct.
All right. Whew, all right.
You did it.
I'm off to a good start. How are you liking the college coaching thing now that you've got 2 years under your belt?
I like it. It's a lot different than high school.
Is it really?
Yeah, you get to actually interact with the players a lot more and not have to worry about so much of the parent stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that a lot. Yeah.
I can see every high school coach nodding their head,
yes,
right now.
Absolutely.
In agreement. This year's squad, did you have quite a few veterans, or was it kind of a young team for you?
Yeah, we had, Cal, you're going to make me do my math in the morning. I think we had
four sophomores,
thanks, Taylor. And then we had seven freshmen.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah,
all right, so there was a nice mix.
Yeah, it's a nice mix, yeah.
Yeah. Yep, you brought a couple of young ladies with you this morning. Who'd you bring?
Katie Gates and also Taylor Strauss.
All right.
They're both sophomores. So.
Both sophomores.
And captains as well.
Captains, too.
Yeah.
Captains, sophomores.
Yep. Captains, sophomores are here.
aside from Katie and Taylor, Taylor, who were some of the top players on the team this year?
We had Bella Voss, who was an outside hitter, and then we had Kenzie Pulliam, which I probably mispronounce her name, which I do sometimes. Mackenzie Smith is a freshman as an outside. A lot of, I mean, everybody on the Dream team contributed this year, so that was great. But our sophomores were pretty much on the floor all the time. So.
Okay. All right. And Katie and Taylor, thanks a lot for getting up a little early and coming in. And give us a little background for you guys, where you're from and such. Katie, where'd you come from?
I came from Stevensville, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Graduated from Lakeshore.
Lakeshore.
Yep.
All right. How long have you been playing volleyball? Has volleyball been kind of a passion for you?
Yeah, I love it. And I'm, like, super pumped to, like, move on and try to play it somewhere else.
Outstanding. When did you first start thinking that maybe college volleyball was going to be a possibility for you? Do you remember?
I actually didn't think it was going to.
Really?
And then Mike Maddy actually recruited me. And we kind of, like, knew each other through, like, family, so that was super helpful just to get like my foot in the door.
All right. And Taylor?
I'm from Buchanan. So when me, Frankie, and all them went to semifinals for state, I was on the team then. And then Mike Maddy also recruited me. And what was the other thing?
For you, that group you mentioned at Buchanan making it to the
That was a dream team.
That was a dream team.
Yeah,
you probably have some really good memories from that, don't
you? Yeah, we all split up, though, in our different ways. Like, Frankie's at Eastern. I got to play Britta at Glen Oaks. Liz went to Glen Oaks. So, and then Alex Tobler's at Adrian. So,
how hard is it to play against the friends you played with in high school? How tough is it to have them on the other side of the net?
It's not really tough. I'd actually say it's an advantage because I know their strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And then I just know they probably won't, like, try and serve or hit at me because they probably know.
Yeah. She thrives on it, actually. She loves to play against people that she knows.
So hit it away from you.
Yeah.
Katie, have you ever had an opportunity to play against somebody that you played with before? Or?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Yeah. All my friends from volleyball have, like, moved on either, like, higher or they're in, like, travel teams.
Okay. All right. What drew you to Lake Michigan College? What about LMC did you like that thought, this is where I'm going to start college?
I would say, like, just the price, probably. Like, knowing that I was able to pay for it and feel comfortable paying for it.
No student debt.
Yeah, student debt.
It's a good
and
thing.
Also, like, being close is really nice, like, still being home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're in college, but you're away from home, but you're at home.
So. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have younger siblings, and it's, like, fun to go watch their things and be able to, like, grow up with them still. So
definitely.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Taylor, what drew you to Lake Michigan College?
Probably, like she said, how close it is and then the price also. And it's a nice campus, too. So.
It is. It's a nice campus. Lake Michigan College, Elliot, for you, Rob, it's an easy sell, isn't it? I mean, when you're recruiting student athletes, there's so many things you can offer them in the recruiting process that it would be kind of hard to say, no, I'm going to go someplace else.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity here with housing. That's a big selling point because people want to get away, but they don't want to get away too far away. But when they have the housing opportunity, then they're like, well, I can live on campus and still be able to visit my parents and do things, but still have my own life and kind of live the college life. So I think that's a big selling point. Plus, you know, we try to have academic and athletic. So we're trying to promote the academics here as well.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Taylor, what are you studying or what are you going to be looking to with the study?
Multimedia.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And Katie?
Graphic design.
Oh, nice. Now, Katie mentioned the desire to hopefully play after Lake Michigan College. Do you have the same hope?
Yeah.
They both do.
In the process right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you guys have any superstitions when you get ready for a volleyball match?
Oh, extremely.
Katie's nodding yes. What are some of your superstitions?
Yeah. Well, my socks have to be on just right. And it's like I have to wear the same spandex. If, like, I played a good game, I got to wear the same ones. Of course, washed, but, like.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say it. Because the knee pads get to be a little bit.
Yeah. Those start
crazy.
To reek a little bit.
Taylor, do you have any superstitions or any kind of routine that you have before a match?
Just go out there and wing it.
Yeah?
Yep. I mean, like, I'll come out there, like, one, like, Nike knee pad, one Adidas, like, whatever works for me. I'm going to play in it, you know? So I'm the total opposite of Katie.
Total opposite. I like that.
A little more routine, a little more like, yeah, we're good, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have, like, when you're not playing, when you don't have a match, you don't have practice, and you just got kind of like a day off,
What's your favorite thing to do? Where you can just got you got like a chill day where you don't have to do anything.
Do you guys have those?
Yeah, really? Do you,
I'm not sure.
Do you have much time to do that?
Well, it seems like probably the first or last part of the day I'd probably be working, but other than that, I like to go to the animal shelter or the animal control. It's right down the road.
Yeah,
I'm there all the time. So.
Are you really?
Yep.
That's cool. Katie?
I'd say mine involves animals as well. I like take my dog to the dog park. I recently just got a puppy that I brought home without telling anyone. So,
oh, geez.
You know.
I'm, hi, we're home.
Yeah.
Mom's loving that.
We.
Yeah, it's just me. Yep.
Did you play, Katie, did you play any other sports in high school?
Or yeah. I also played basketball, and then I did track for, I think, just a year.
Okay. Once is enough.
Yeah, I tried it and I was like, oh, geez, not my thing.
I'm good. I'll take the spring off. Taylor, any other sports?
I played soccer my junior and senior year.
Oh, okay.
I wish I would have played it earlier on, though, for sure. I think I would have been really good at it.
Awesome. When it comes to volleyball, like when the Olympics come around and they've got volleyball on, do you watch like Olympic volleyball?
I think the men's volleyball is insane.
Really?
Yeah, like the speed of the ball and how like the camera can't even capture it sometimes. Like I find that just insane.
Yeah.
I actually played on a men's net last week with a few of his buddies, you know, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how high that net is. I asked him, I was like, are you sure you want me to like hit and do everything? Because I could barely get that high above the net. He's like, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Wow.
And I got a block, I guess a couple kills. That's pretty nice. But it's hard. That's hard. It's
definitely faster paced.
I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. It's good stuff.
High hopes for next year with the returners you have? And
absolutely, yep. And we're doing heavy recruiting right now. So, yeah, it's going to keep getting better and better. Yeah, that's the goal.
And that's what I was going to ask you. The recruiting process for you, does it start? I mean, it probably goes through the season as well, but you're probably still hot and heavy with the recruiting process?
It's pretty much all year round.
Is it?
Yep.
You like that part?
I do like that part. I wish that I had a little more time during our season to do it, but we're so busy that, and mm-hmm. that's when everybody else is playing. So it's after our season ends that I get to really get out, to go out there, and usually it's just before district, so it's like those 2 weeks of driving all over the place trying to see people play.
Yeah.
If I don't see it in film, I try to watch them.
Okay.
Live,
or I
so.
Help them out a little.
Oh, you do?
The athletes actually do give me a lot of input on players that potentially want to come here that they know from other schools and things like that. So that helps too, for sure. And knowing the coaches in the area, they reach out to me and say, XYZ is interested. Let me know if you're interested. And then we go from there.
Yeah, well, that does help.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we appreciate you coming in and congratulations on everything here at Lake Michigan College. And good luck. Now, do you know for sure where you want to go or you still have some
possibilities? I'm still looking, just like Tay is. We're just
a
open anywhere.
We'll see. Yeah.
All right. Good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
And Taylor, I hope you feel better.
Thanks. <Yeah.
laughs> All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Lake Michigan College, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Water Relief Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
If you're being bullied, you don't have to hide. You don't have to just take it. 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports is teaming up with your friends, favorite businesses, and neighbors to let you know that it's okay to say no to bullying.
I don't want to go to school today. Yesterday, some other bigger kids stole my lunch and ate it.
People you know, like ServPro, they make it seem like it never even happened. Sabrina Pritchett-Evans, State Farm Agent, where you're more than just a policy. Lydia's Down Home Cooking, now open Wednesday through Friday till 8. Lakeshore Public Schools wants you to know that you can make a difference when it comes to bullying.
Hi, this is Jacob Holmes from WSJM Sports. One out of four Michigan students have been bullied on school property. I just wanted to say that if you're being bullied, there's help for you at OK2Say, confidential reporting system designed to help students report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
For more on what you can do to stop bullying, visit OK2Say.com.
Napa Know How! The only thing worse than rain and slush on the road is rain and slush on your windshield. Luckily, when you buy a pair of Rain-X wiper blades, you'll get up to $10 off, plus a free bottle of Rain-X 2-in-1 glass cleaner. So clean off the crud with up to $10 off a pair of Rain-X wiper blades and free glass cleaner. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Just about 7:30 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The WSJM Sports road trip has us at Lake Michigan College this morning. We're brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, Plangers Furniture, Waterville Public Schools, Audubon Imports, and New Buffalo Area Schools. As we turn our attention now to Lake Michigan College men's soccer, David Stroud is the coach, and thanks for coming on. Good to see you.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
And you just completed your first year as head coach?
Correct.
All right. How'd it go for you?
Well, the record-wise, no. As a proverbial soccer saying is that we ran out of time. I hear a lot in college football games too. So a lot of fans says, you know, we didn't lose. We ran out of time. So that's my excuse.
Now, have you coached college soccer before, or has it been other levels?
I have been at Valparaiso. Prior to here, I was at Valparaiso University, Division One, and then prior to that, I was at Division Two as a head coach. At Valparaiso, I was an assistant coach.
Nice. What brought you to Lake Michigan College? What attracted you to here?
Well, I got married, and my wife works at Whirlpool.
Oh, okay.
So it was a pretty easy decision. Mm-hmm. Fortunately for us, the job opened up here, and then Mel was gracious to allow me to hire me. I've been lucky with that. That was a pretty easy decision.
It's kind of hard to say no to Mel, isn't it?
No. It's very tough to say no to her. Yeah.
And you've got your daughter with you. I thought maybe you'd pull a Steph Curry and bounce her on your knee during the interview.
Nah, she's a handful. And then, you know, she likes to be attended to by a lot of people. So.
Ah, okay. So. All right. So with the Lake Michigan College men's soccer team this year, was it a veteran team? Did you have a lot of more younger players on the team this year?
I would say more younger. Sophomores, we only had five. And all of the five sophomores, one was a transfer from our four-year institution. So it was pretty young and then also inexperienced team. So, yeah.
Who were some of the top players on the soccer team this year?
Ted Langett, who was fortunate to receive all-region and all-conference accolades. So we were fortunate to have a player like that. Tony Dennis, who was our captain, and I would say rocking the back line. And then Andrew Kangas, who toward the last game he hurt his elbow, shoulder. But, you know, he's done it a lot for our team. He led the team with the score.
And I know Andrew, when he likes to fish, hopefully it's not his casting arm that he hurt.
I believe it's left arm, so okay. He should be okay.
He should be okay. Mm-hmm. He's got his priorities.
Right.
As far as the returners then for next year, the younger players, do you anticipate high hopes for next year?
I do. But first thing first, it's most important is now the recruiting time. Mm-hmm. Try to identify what went right for us and what went wrong for us. So those are the strengths and weaknesses. We have to identify that. So that's the part. But towards the end of the season, they started to understand the game. It's a cliche, it is, but you have to play defense. If you play good defense, there's a chance for you to attack. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of words to use offense. I'm more of you defend or you're attacking. So I think we've done better at that part. And then transitioning into defending, it's a mindset. You know, you watch, you know, basketball. You know, the moment the other team has a ball, you have to get back into position. And then you can't just watch, because if you do that, it's an easy layup for opposition. Soccer, while it's 120 yards to get to the other goal, but you'd be surprised, if you do ball watch for that split second, and the next thing you know, the good team can really punish you. Luckily the goal is big, so they may not score, but that could be a jab that leads to a goal eventually.
Right.
So.
Well, you praise the defense. The old adage is if they don't score, they can't win, right?
Correct, yeah.
When you're recruiting soccer student athletes, what do you look for? What type of a student athlete are you looking to bring to Lake Michigan College?
the easy answer is obviously, are you good enough to play? As you get to know the kid, again, each institution offers something a little different. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we are junior college, community college. So what is their motive to come here? My job is obviously try to recruit a good player, but what is their goal? So I think it's a sharing of a goal of what they want to do, because obviously some of the kids, they want to come here because they want to move on to a four-year institution. Some of them might say, hey, I want to study here because they have a really good technological education thing. So after 2 years, they can say, I played college sports.
Right.
Then I can go on to get a job and everything. So there's a fine line of that, and I think that's the part that as I'm recruiting and I'm trying to have some conversation with the soon-to-be student athletes, it's like, are they having the mindset like, okay, this is going to be my stepping stone to move on to something better? And I think that's the fine line. And of course, as they finish, and as I do have three student athletes that want to go on to play four-year college, so now the challenge is, can I reach out to the coaches mm-hmm. of the four-year schools to see that if there's a need for them? And then of course, I have to promote them. So they're doing their job of making a highlight video for themselves. And after that, I can eat. It would make me easy. I like to think that I have a good connection. I've been in the Midwest for over 10 years, okay. Close to 10 years. So I've got to know a lot of the coaches around. It helps to be in a Division I institution where you get to know your name. People get to go like, oh, so there's a little instant like, oh, okay. So he was mm-hmm. a Division I, now he's a junior college, so he knows what he's doing. So I like to think I can use that as our advantage to help promote our student athletes.
What's nice about Lake Michigan College and just the community college athletic program is it makes the transition from high school to a four-year institution a little bit easier, because I've noticed just student athletes that go from high school to four-year institutions, some of them can make the adjustment, some of them cannot. And this really helps you make the adjustment going from high school to college athletics, and then you can then go on to bigger, four-year institutions.
I agree to that. I think the challenge, and it's not just with other sports, but there's 100,000 athletes playing soccer in high school, and then you go to college with men's soccer, NCAA Division I, there's only 200. And then when you add all together the four-year institution, there's only about 1,200 schools out there. So just to make it simple, there's roughly about 5,000 athletes playing collegiate level. So from 100,000 to roughly 5,000 kids going to play. So the competition goes up.
Yeah.
And then if you add the junior college, now it's more to about 10,000. So when you do the math, and it's a good accolade, I use the anecdote with one of my former players that said that I was all district. I was good. I didn't think the college will be such a difference, even at the junior college level. And don't forget, there are international students who has longer experience of playing mm-hmm. sports. That goes with other sports, whether it's volleyball or basketball. There are international students who wants to come to America to get education, and on top of that, use athletic skills to earn a scholarship. So you're competing with a broad swath of athletes. So I think it's really good to have a junior college to have experience. I like to think, here, that with my experience and knowledge, I was fortunate to work at, in NCAA terms, professional, and in the women's soccer in Japan. The goalkeeper was a national team who won a gold medal at the World Cup, and then won a silver medal at the London Olympics. I got to coach her. So I know what the standards are there. So it's a challenge of sharing that. That's part of my mission as a coach, to share that experience so that they can go, okay, there's up there, and they get more curious about playing, get better, get more. Because if they do that, then they'll find a school to go forward, and then that can help them move on, whether it's coaching, and maybe they'll do better than job than me. So we'll see,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're out of time, but we really appreciate you coming in, and good to see you, and best of luck next year, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you
for having
us.
Best of luck with all the recruiting, too.
Will do.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Lake Michigan College, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Brendan Heenan, ASC certified master mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
Now is the time when you start thinking about putting your fun summer European cars in storage. Schedule a maintenance appointment with us and we'll make sure it's set for wintering in a cozy garage and ready to go next spring. And we are here for you to get your European automobiles serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is winter ready to keep you warm and safe.
Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph, next to Ace Hardware on Niles Road.
This is Mrs. Liz Ditto, an ELA and radio communications teacher at New Buffalo Area Schools. For 36 years, I've enjoyed small class sizes, which ensures optimal learning and great connections with students. Our student-run radio station gives students an extremely unique experience with broadcasting. Robotics, 3D printers, and a smart lab are also part of a well-rounded education at New Buffalo, creating a culture of learning and respect.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has our stop at Lake Michigan College this morning. Real quick check on scores on the quarters brought to you by Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today and get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. The NBA last night, the Pistons beat Orlando 103-96. The Bulls lost to New Orleans 107-98. Philadelphia beat the Pacers 100-94. College football, Miami of Ohio got by Ohio 30-28. Northern Illinois down Toledo 38-15. As we turn our attention out to Lake Michigan College women's soccer, Jeremy Willer is the coach here, and good to see you, as always.
Morning, Phil.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, pleasure.
Now, this for you, how many years at Lake Michigan College?
Wow. I was here when the program started in 2013, so
okay.
We're getting up there.
Yeah. So you had the opportunity to take this program from ground zero in build it up. Is it starting? And it's got to be a process. Is it starting to take form the way you would have hoped it would?
Yeah, I took some time away from the women's side, and now this is my first season back with other women. And initially, we just wanted to make sure that we were moving in the right direction, and bringing in players that could help us get to where we wanted to be, and that was in the postseason. And we were able to accomplish that for the first time in school history. And we had a great group of girls that really got down to business and accomplished what we wanted to.
When it comes to recruiting, obviously you go outside a little bit, but there's a really nice base of high school soccer players right here in Southwest Michigan to draw from, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of girls playing and playing at a really good level. We want to continue to try and bring in local players, because they give us something that gives us a little bit more pride in our program.
Mm-hmm.
And they're representing Southwest Michigan.
Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
This morning we've got Audrey Filippo and Paige Harvey, who were our two captains this year, and two of three returning players last year. Our third, Lorena Diaz, unfortunately had a knee injury in preseason. But she was around the group and definitely helped with our leadership also.
So Paige and Audrey, thanks for getting up early and coming in. You guys are here from the start of the show, and here you go. When are we going to go on? It's our turn. Paige, thanks for coming in. Give us a little background and where are you from? Where you went to high school?
I'm from Grand Rapids, and I went to Comstock Park High School. And I played all 4 years soccer there. And then I ran cross country, and I played a little bit of basketball and volleyball, but more soccer was my thing.
And I can imagine cross country helps you as far as endurance goes for cross or for soccer, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. It really helps. And I love running, so it's really nice to stay in shape year round, and you can run anytime.
This is true. You bundle up, you can do it in the middle of winter. Audrey, give us a little background on you then.
All right, well, I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Went to St. Joseph High School. Played just basketball and soccer in high school. That's all.
And staying home, staying in town, how important mm-hmm. was that for you, at least to start off your college career?
I knew pretty early on in high school that I wanted to go here just because it was close to home and I can play soccer. So. Mm-hmm.
When did you, do you remember in high school or maybe even earlier than high school that when you thought college volleyball, or I mean college mm-hmm. soccer would be a possibility for you, when did you start thinking, you know what, I think maybe I can give it a shot at the next level?
Probably middle school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you've had a love for soccer for a while.
Yeah.
Great.
Sure.
Yeah, and so you've been playing probably since you were a little kid. Mm-hmm. What got you into the sport? Do you remember?
My cousin used to play, and she's like 5 years older than me and my sister. So we always went to her games and like watched her play. So we were like, "Hey, mom, I want to play." So
that's awesome.
Started playing.
Paige, for you, do you remember when you started thinking about college soccer being a possibility?
I always wanted to continue playing. I can't see myself not playing anymore. So I guess from a younger age, I always wanted to play. I didn't know where I would go, mm-hmm. but.
Now, do you know yet if you'll be able to play after Lake Michigan College? Are you looking at those possibilities?
Yeah, I'm looking at those possibilities, trying to still fill in those pieces of where I want to go and where a best fit for me would be.
Audrey, for you, are you looking at the possibilities of going on to play soccer after LMC?
I would love to play somewhere. I just don't know where yet.
Okay, so. But you're exploring it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you studying? What are you looking to study?
Diagnostic medical sonography.
Hmm. All right. And Paige?
Elementary education.
Nice. I've actually, you mentioned elementary education and volunteering with junior achievement at the second grade level.
Oh, yeah. That's a fun thing to do.
It is. It's a fun group.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of returners for the upcoming season then, or are you graduating quite a few sophomores?
Well, we lose two that were active this year, and that's Audrey and Paige. Both of them have a big impact on our group. So trying to replace them would be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our job as a college coach. We're always recruiting. We're always looking at players. So moving forward, we just want to make sure we bring in the same type of character that we have currently in the group.
Usually I'll ask the coach as far as recruiting players for the next season. Maybe for you, Paige and Audrey, what would you tell somebody about the benefits and what you got out of playing college soccer here at Lake Michigan College to encourage them to go this route? Audrey, what would you tell somebody in high school as far as coming to Lake Michigan College to continue their athletic and academic career?
Well, first of all, Lake Michigan College is a great school. Especially if it's like close to home, it'd be a nice transition.
It does. It makes the transition a lot easier,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. And Paige, what will you tell others?
For me, I'm the opposite. I'm away from home, mm-hmm. but that's what I wanted, a fresh start, continue playing what I love and getting to be around great people, and you get to have all these great experiences, and you get to go on really fun bus rides either to Ohio or close to home, but you just get a really great experience. I don't know, it's like nothing else.
Longest bus trip you guys had to take for soccer here at Lake Michigan College?
It was to Lakeland. They just started their soccer program this year for the women's team. And that's
like
5 hours away. It was a long trip.
Wow, it was a long trip. Was that you or was that your boss that scheduled that one?
That was actually our conference.
Oh, really?
In our region, yeah. Like Paige said, Lakeland's a first-year program. They're in Lakeland, Ohio, which is, Kirtland, Ohio, which is right near Cleveland.
Okay.
So girls had some time to get some rest and to get some studying in as well.
And I guess finally, Paige and Audrey, I asked a couple of the student athletes earlier. I'll ask you guys. Do you guys have any superstition or routine that you have all the time before a soccer match? Is there something that I have to do this because I've done it for as long as I can remember? Something superstitious-wise. Audrey, do you have anything or not really?
Nothing I can think of.
No?
I don't know. Just getting touches on the ball before.
Okay. So it's not like you don't eat the same thing before every match or drink chocolate milk before every match?
Nothing.
Paige, for you, anything?
I'm pretty particular. I have to eat a piece of gum before a game. I have to put my left shin guard on before my right. My socks have to be right to left. I have to listen to a specific song. I don't know. It just gets me really pumped up, ready for the game. And then the day before, I always have to eat pasta. I don't know.
You can't go wrong with pasta.
Yeah, well, pasta, yeah, it's just like, well, my dad always said, pasta makes you run faster. So I just gotta keep it going.
I like that. Well, I'm coming to your place for the next three-day meal because I can honestly tell you I've never said no to a dish of pasta. Never going to happen. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. We really appreciate it. And for you guys getting up early and coach, it's always good to do it to see. And got to be excited for next season.
Yeah. You know, seeing the types of players that we want to bring in, I think it's only going to add to our group and looking forward to building on what we built this year.
All right, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll close things out talking Lake Michigan College Redhawk Lady Redhawk basketball on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Lower prices under your car, we promise. Your estimate is always free, and we're glad to show you the work you need. We promise. A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety to Pro. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. Lower prices under your car, we promise.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Chevrolet. I don't know about you, I'm kind of getting tired of all these political things. Man, those folks are slinging more dirt than a 2635 40-foot tandem disc from John Deere. And that's a heck of a lot of dirt. But at Dominion Chevrolet, we don't believe in slinging dirt or talking smack. All we're going to do is we're going to beat any deal out there. Not trying to disrespect anybody, but we're going to beat every deal on any new Chevrolet that we have in stock. And we're going to do it with our Silverados, $500 under invoice, any one we got in stock. We're blowing them out now instead of the end of the year. So come on down, get your deal on a Silverado. Plus, on the Malibus, $199 lease deals on one of the best-built cars out there. $199, new vehicle. You're interested, Dominion Chevrolet is the place. DChevy.com, call us at 269-465-3325, or just stop on in. You'll be glad you did. And I approve this message.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including 210-108-9942 and 210-211-9069 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip at Lake Michigan College this morning. We wrap things up talking Lady Redhawk basketball, and Patrick Daniel is joining us. It's good to see you, Chief. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
And, to this day, I'm still getting comments about your speech to our Student Athlete of the Week recipients back in the spring. And appreciate you talking to them.
Well, I really appreciate it. It was a great honor and really had a lot of fun being able to talk to them and share some experiences, and hopefully it helped.
No, you get now your second season with the Lady Redhawks. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about last season, you getting the job and getting it, later in the game where you didn't have a full off season. Mm-hmm. Now that you've had a full off season, how excited were you for this season to get underway?
Oh, very excited. We brought in some wonderful ladies, and they're excited, which of course gets you excited. And having a lot of time to kind of prepare for the season really helped. And it's shown so far. Mm-hmm. This year, but we were really excited to get it started.
Did you, out of curiosity, log your recruiting miles? I know you were all over the place.
I love what I do. And again, we wanted to go out and find the best student athletes that we could find and bring to Lake Michigan College. So I can't say that I logged them. I know how far I was driving. I know how much music I listened to. But other than that, we had a good time being on the road and finding great student athletes to bring here.
And when you are out on the recruiting trail, what type of student athlete are you looking at? I know I've asked you this before, but what are you looking for bringing a student athlete here to Lake Michigan College?
Well, they're students first. So we want them to do well in the classroom. That translates to be doing well on the basketball court. You know, if you're not doing well in the classroom, you're worrying about that. And that's going to affect you on the court. Good character, you know, hopefully good family as well, because we want to have a family type of environment. And just want them to be better, you know, every day, you know, coming in with a great attitude and a great mindset.
And you brought three of the young ladies with you. Who'd you bring with you this morning?
Taylor Sagalis from Comstock Park, Michigan. Sam Jenkins from Columbus, Ohio. And Monet Palmer from Ypsilanti, Michigan. So.
And the last time we were here, you brought Monet on. So, like, Monet's the veteran of the
game. She is, and she's up today. She took a little nap earlier, so she's ready to go. Ready to go.
What? Talk a little bit about Taylor and Sam and Monet. What they bring to the team?
Well, like everyone, they bring a great attitude, great mindset, wanting to get better. I think they challenge everyone, you know, in practice. You know, Taylor's a first year as a freshman, come from Comstock Park. She's our big in the middle. You know, last game she had 6 blocks. We're looking forward to her doing that more. You know, Sam's a transfer from Ohio for us, coming from a Division II school. Shooter, can handle the ball. She led us in scoring last game, you know, hit some key shots for us and plays great defense. So they both bring just a lot to our team, just like everyone else.
Taylor, for Comstock Park you went to high school?
Yeah.
All right. What brought you to Lake Michigan College?
Honestly, the people, like, paid to, like, help me get here. So, you know, she made it. And then, like, I looked at the athletics and the academics, and it had what I wanted to go into, so it all worked out, honestly.
And I'll probably ask all three of you this, but when you make the jump from high school athletics to college athletics, some people are, you know, basketball is basketball. Making the jump in whatever sport, high school to college, it's more than just basketball. How much of an adjustment was it for you to go from high school basketball to college basketball?
A lot. just like, there's so much work that goes into it, and I never had to do morning workouts, so that was different. And I don't know, the environment.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And Sam, for you, what drew you to Lake Michigan College? What about it brought you here?
A family friend actually told me about the school, and so, you know, I got in touch with Coach Daniel, and from there I'm here.
And, so. And once you got in touch with him, it's like, well, okay, I'm going, right? Because
yeah.
He's not going to let you go, right?
Yeah.
We were very happy to get her. I did a little dance in the office when she said she's coming. I did. So we were very happy. Yes.
Do you go along the lines of like Jim Harbaugh? Do you climb a tree or anything like that to get a recruit? Have you ever done that?
Not yet.
But you would?
I would. Anything to get a recruit here, yes.
Sam, where'd you go to school, high school?
Gahanna Lincoln.
All right. What about, now, Coach said you were a transfer here to Lake Michigan College, but do you remember making the adjustment from high school to college basketball? What were some of the bigger adjustments that you went through?
It's probably having more free time, honestly. Mm. I mean, in high school, you go 7 hours, and then once you get to college, I mean, you could have 1 to maybe 3 classes a day, then you have a long break before practice, so it's kind of an adjustment there to, you know, use your time wisely, get work done, and then sleep, of course, and then, yeah, get on with your day.
Monet, I know you had a chance to introduce yourself the last time we were here, but for folks that weren't with us, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Robichaux High School in Dearborn Heights.
All right, and what brought you here to Lake Michigan College?
I was recruited here by the coach before him that left before the season started. So I didn't mean to, like, put her out there like that. I was just saying, like, that's how I was recruited here.
Now, you made the adjustment from high school to college basketball here at Lake Michigan College. Do you remember what was the biggest adjustment that you remember having to make?
The academics were different. I felt it was more challenging in high school, so that was a big adjustment there. And as far as basketball, like, the speed of the game was hard to adjust to because high school is much slower, and we were good, so we didn't, you know, really have to work that hard. But here, you have to work really hard.
For each one of you, Monet, we'll start with you. Any hopes of playing basketball after Lake Michigan College?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. You looking at any possibilities yet? You're still?
Just, you know, wherever God takes me.
Okay. All right. Sam, any hopes after Lake Michigan College?
Of course, but I do not know yet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And Taylor?
My grandma always wanted me to play at Michigan State, so I know that's, like, hard to get into, like, a big jump, but, you know, honestly, wherever I go, I go.
Great. Who were some of the other top returners you had for this year's team?
Well, we only had one other returner, Brianna Alexander. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have three sophomores when we added Sam, and then we have nine first-year players. So a lot of people say you're a young team, but, you know, we're a team, and that's what counts. And, you know, we'll gain that experience as we go along through the season, and, you know, we might have to take some lumps here and there, but our goals and expectations don't change from what we did last year, and we want to, of course, go further and make it to the national tournament.
And you guys are off to a nice start, 2-0 start.
Yes. You know, we would say we haven't played as well as we would like, but it is early in the season, and, you know, they're kind of understanding a little bit more about the college game, that it is different. You know, we play a really good team on Friday in Mott, you know, so two undefeated teams playing each other that played really well in their first two games. So we're excited about it, and we look forward to it.
No, I asked some of the other student-athletes, I'll ask you guys, any superstitions you guys have when it comes to basketball, when it comes to getting ready for a game or practice, any routine that you always do or any superstitions that you have? We'll start with David.
This is really bad, but I always have to have a junk food. It just, like, I don't know, pumps me up, I guess. And then I always have to listen to music, whether it's country, rap, or sometimes even a slow song.
Really? So you got a wide range.
Yeah.
All right, so now you pique my curiosity. When it comes to, you got to have your junk food, what would be your number one go-to junk food before a game? Do you have one?
Yeah.
Favorite?
When I was in high school, it was McDonald's, and I would get, like, a double cheeseburger and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
And
oh, boy.
And
I shouldn't have brought this up.
Oh, boy.
And now it's just, like, whatever's in my drawer. Like, there's a bunch of candy in there, but it just gets me going, I guess.
See, she's traded the double cheeseburger for a Snickers bar.
Well, I hope there's not a double cheeseburger in a drawer. So we're okay with candy then. Yes.
Sam, any superstitions or routines you have?
Definitely. I always have to eat candy before a game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's your go-to? Do you have a...
Anything chewy, honestly, or sour.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Chewy or sour. Monet?
I have to listen to Drake nonstop before the game. And my socks have to be, like, they can't be too high, but they can't be too low. They have to be, like, right in the middle.
Oh, so you, all right, certain level.
Yeah.
You learn a little bit more about things you didn't know.
Every day with this team, I learn something new. Every day.
But you're having fun doing it.
I am having a great time. Love these ladies. They really work hard. I push them. You know, we have high expectations, but they respond extremely well. And they're really close. This is one of the closest teams I've ever coached. And that says a lot about them and how they love being around each other. And it shows on the court. So we're having a good season so far just in terms of that family environment.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that.
Real quick, we're just about out of time, but for the three of you, Taylor, Sam, and Monet, if there's one thing that you can say, your favorite thing about being a student athlete at Lake Michigan College, is there one thing that you say, you know, this, I'm glad I came here. Taylor, is there one thing that kind of stands out for you?
Yeah, my teammates, honestly. Like, I never felt more a part of a team than I do now, and they always make me smile and pick me up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. Sam?
I would have to say teammates, too. I mean, the chemistry is just, I enjoy it.
Okay.
It's just nice to have, you know, girls that you can just go to for anything, stuff like that.
Monet?
I don't have to say the same thing. Like, I've never been this close with a team before, so it's really good getting this experience to play with them.
You did a good job putting this team together.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But they made it easy as well. So, you know, I treat them like I treat my daughter. And again, I really believe in family and I'm glad that they're very close, and they support and pick me up as well, and that means a lot.
All right, good to see you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right,
we'll see you soon. Yes, sir.
All right, ladies, thanks a lot for coming in. Good luck this season. We'll see you guys throughout the season. That's going to wrap things up from Lake Michigan College. I want to thank Melissa Grau, the athletic director, for putting it all together for us. We'll do it again next week as we stop by River Valley High School as we continue on the road trip throughout Southwest Michigan on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.